satisfaction.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. First of all, Belarus. All shortwave broadcasting from Radio Belarus was closed down on April 1, 2016. This affects the domestic relays on shortwave and all external broadcasting. All high-frequency channels are now dead, and it's not known whether this is a temporary closure or whether the station has been abandoned forever. India. All India Radio has announced the closure of all of its external service broadcasting services. It's not known when this decision will come into effect, but it's understood that the decision has been based on financial considerations and lack of meaningful audience response. It's known that the decision affects only the external service broadcasting programs and that the domestic broadcasting transmissions will continue as usual. Propagation solar activity continues to be at a very low level as the final phase of Sunspot Cycle 24 progresses. Long-haul multi-hop propagation across darkness or partial darkness paths on frequencies above about 15 megahertz remains unreliable. Frequency occupancy. The new transmission season, that's the A16 season, has resulted in substantially increased usage of the 6, 7, 9, 11 and 13 megahertz bands. International broadcasting, both from and to Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia for nighttime coverage. There's been a massive increase in the 6 and 7 megahertz bands for frequencies used by China Radio International for its external services, particularly for evening transmissions to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. Now, monitoring from here in Melbourne. The 11 megahertz spectrum is now very congested in the window 1600 to 2000 and the top end of this band is now occupied by many broadcasters attempting to escape interference from in-band operations.
The summary of top-end frequency occupancies in the 1800 to 1830 window, as observed here in Melbourne recently, may be of interest. 12015, North Korea. Voice of Korea in English. 12025, All India Radio, with programs in various languages. 12040, Voice of America from the Kuwait transmitting station with its programs in Amharic. And that program is also heard on 12080 from the relay at Wolferton in England, and on 12140 from the station at Udorn in Thailand. So three frequencies there in parallel in the top end, or at the top end of the 25 metre band, for the Voice of America programs in Amharic. Two frequencies for Radio Australia at Shepparton carrying the normal English service, 12065 and 12085. And on 12075, Bulgaria, a religious broadcaster using leased facilities from the Sofia transmitting station with transmissions in Arabic. The actual identification of the station is not yet known, and further information will be given when this information comes to hand. 12095, the BBC from the Dabaya UAE relay station with programming in Arabic. And 12120, the Philippines. The Philippines Broadcasting Service using the Tanang transmitter with programs in Tagalog. And that service is actually intended for the Middle East, particularly in the UAE area, for Philippine nationals broadcasting or resident in that part of the world. So those conditions on the top end of the 25 metre band, and also in the 25 metre band generally, are continuing to provide good reception here in Melbourne during our pre-sunrise period, and that type of that transmission propagation will continue in the immediate future. Now some monitoring notes from overseas sources. In Europe, reception of the new station at Madagascar World Voice, has been heard on various frequencies. First of all on 9570 from 1800 to 1900 in Russian, the new life station programming to Eastern Europe. Transmitter of 100 kilowatts, an antenna of 355 degrees. And then from 1900 to 2000 on 11945 in Arabic, station known as Radio FEDA, F-E-D-A, broadcasting to the Near and Middle East, Africa, Arabic. Then 2000 to 2100, another program for Radio FEDA, 13710. Transmitting antenna of 340 degrees to East Africa. Now that's the new station there, the Madagascar World Voice. That's WCB is the actual name of the station. Now, Pakistan. A weak signal of Radio Pakistan, Pakistan Broadcasting Corporation, has been noted in Europe. 0500 to 0700 using 15730 from the transmitter at Islamabad in Urdu, with the transmitter intended for reception in the Near and Middle East. 250 kilowatts and the antenna directivity is 282 degrees. Now Spain, Radio Exterior de España, the Spanish foreign radio, has been heard in Europe on three frequencies recently. Between 1400 and 1800 on 15500 to the Near and Middle East. That's on Saturdays and Sundays. And on 17715 to South America on Mondays to Fridays. And 17855 on Saturdays and Sundays to Eastern North America. And 1400 to 1800 on 21620 to Western Central Africa on Saturdays and Sundays. Sri Lanka. Good signals of Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation have been observed in Europe, 16:30 to 18:30 on 11750 from the Trincomalee transmitting station. Broadcasting in Sinhala to the Near and Middle East, 125 kilowatts, 345 degrees. And radio, the station at Zanzibar, or Tanzania, Zanzibar Broadcasting Corporation, 11735 is the frequency, noted by listeners in Eastern Europe, between 1700 and 1800 in Swahili. Transworld Radio Africa, 1300 to 1315, heard in Europe on 17680 from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE, in the Afar language on Thursdays to Sundays, broadcasting to East Africa. That's high power, 250 kilowatts, antenna 230 degrees. And another religious station, Follow the Bible Ministries by At Least Relays, the relay at Ascension, 1900 to 1928 on 12005 in English on Sundays to Southern Africa, and also at the same time period, 1900 to 1928 again on Sundays to West Africa. And FIBA Radio, broadcasting from relay stations in the Asian area, 1500 to 1530 on 9390 from Tashkent in Uzbekistan, in Bengali to Southern Asia, and 1500 to 1530 on 9445 from Yerevan in Armenia to Western Asia in Dari. And it has a program entitled of Radio Sidayi Zindaji, 300 kilowatts, 100 degrees antenna azimuth. And the station known as North Korea Reform Radio, the frequency change has been observed by listeners in Bulgaria, 2030 to 2130, the frequency is 7595 from Tashkent in Uzbekistan, broadcasting in Korean to Northeast Asia. That frequency replaces 7505. And the Republic of Yemen Radio, known as Radio Sana, using 11860 from transmitters on relay in Saudi Arabia, and 0800 to 0900 on 11860, and again from 0900 through until 1800 and later, also on 11860, to Near and Middle East, all programs in Arabic. And Radio Ergo, that's E-R-G-O, via relay station in Dabaya, the UAE, heard in Europe, between 1200 and 1300 on 17845, to East Africa in Somali, 250 kilowatts.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. I grew strong and I learned how to get up.